USA Radio News with Wendy King.
With just hours to go before a partial government shutdown would have happened, the House followed the Senate in passing a short-term spending bill to keep the government running through mid-December. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says keeping the government funded is crucial.
Not only keep government open, keep checks flowing to our veterans and Social Security recipients and the rest, but it's about, again, whether it's science at the National Institutes of Health, the education of our children, the protection of our environment.
But it passed after Democrats agreed to separate the resolution from a proposal to raise the debt limit. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning that needs to be addressed in the coming weeks or the U.S. will risk defaulting on its loans. This is USA Radio News.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads.
That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Yeah. Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Senate lawmakers were grilling top Facebook executives on Thursday over reports its Instagram platform is harmful to the mental health of young people. Senator Richard Blumenthal is chair of the Senate Commerce Subcommittee on Consumer Protections.
We now know, while Facebook publicly denies that Instagram is deeply harmful for teens, privately, Facebook researchers and experts have been ringing the alarm for years.
Ranking Member Senator Marsha Blackburn agreed.
They encourage older teen siblings to recruit their younger siblings and are actually devising marketing plans to help kids and teens, get this, create secondary or anonymous accounts that they can hide from their parents.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A member of the squad explains some of the things you're going to get in the Build Back Better bill. USA Radio's Brad Bernards has the story.
The Senate parliamentarian said Wednesday that Democrats' Plan B to include amnesty for illegal immigrants could not be included in their sweeping social spending budget reconciliation bill. Democrats had sought to adjust the green card through registry date, most recently set at January 1, 1972, during the Reagan administration in 1986 to 2010, granting a pathway to legal permanent residency to illegal immigrants who can show they came to the United States before 2010. This $3.5 trillion bill includes everything the liberals have always wanted, as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez explained to Rachel Maddow on MSNBC.
Universal pre-K. We're talking about college, you know, community colleges. We're talking about expansion of Medicare, and we're debating including vision and dental in Medicare. Conversations about lowering the age of it, robust climate action, renewable energy, all of that stuff that you're going to feel in your everyday life is in what is known as the Build Back Better Act, aka the Reconciliation Bill.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For more news, check out our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.